We've been following the fallout from last week's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Experts and officials of all stripes weighing in on what the impact might be. Among other things, some advocates say they're worried about an increase in domestic violence affecting pregnant women. And that comes right on the heels of another major event that drew a lot of attention, unrelated, but last month's highly publicized trial involving Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Regardless of the details of that trial, advocates said they were concerned the public dragging of Heard's character would have a chilling effect on domestic violence survivors there, too, and might keep them from coming forward and sharing their stories. We're joined now in the studio by Christian Adams, who is the executive director of the Compass Center for Women and Families. CompassCTR.org is the website. Christian, thank you for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me.
And yeah, and a lot to talk about, but we want to start with the Supreme Court case, the most immediate thing, Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump right into it. So, as a executive director, as a advocate, not only for domestic ending and eradicating domestic violence and intimate partner violence, but also thinking about the reproductive rights of individuals, the reproductive rights of all people are at stake right now. And so what we really want folks to know is that when we're talking about abortion access and Roe v. Wade being overturned, it is just not about not being able to allow someone to have the right to birth or not birth. It really is also creating these extreme barriers for domestic violence and intimate partner violence victims. Once you have a child with an abuser and you're in that situation where you're not only just now trying to protect yourself or take care of yourself, it becomes dramatically harder for you to actually walk away from that abuser. And I know this as a survivor myself.
What have you heard in conversations with other folks that you work with, whether it's clients that the Compass Center provides service to or other staff members and volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. Our staff immediately, we were all impacted. It decreases morale to some level when you're trying to do this work and then you get almost like this punch in the gut because you know that we have about, you've seen the survivors, you've seen the victims that come in, and many of them say, well, you know, I've got to go back. There's already barriers around housing, and if they can't find housing and they leave, when they've got two or three children, it's a lot harder to crash on someone's couch possibly or live with a relative. And so a lot of them end up going back. And this impacts not only our immediate survivors and victims, but it impacts the overall community. I think that's the thing that we're missing, is that when you're actually having individuals in your community that are unable to get the support that they need, whether it's intimate partner violence, whether it is, you know, housing, whatever those barriers are, then it overall impacts the economic development of the county. So Orange County will be greatly impacted by Roe v. Wade being overturned, and survivors and victims like really being forced to stay in these situations longer if they're having to be forced into these births.
And then that comes on the heels of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which I know neither of us were really following, but the conversation afterwards was just the public dragging of Amber Heard's character in social media, in the media in general. And I know folks were saying, well, this is going to add another obstacle for domestic violence survivors to come forward and share their stories, which is already a difficult thing for anyone to do.
Yeah, Aaron, you're absolutely right. And yeah, I didn't really follow that case. But, you know, I just want to first off say, Aaron, shame on us as a country, right, for allowing this case to be so publicized in a way and given the attention that we gave to it. There's so many other things we should be giving air space and air TV time to. And so that really, really, really needs to be decreased, because the heightened level of air time that case got is the reason it will probably disproportionately impact domestic violence victims and survivors. It is hard enough to come forward. We know that many of our survivors tell us that, you know, talking to family members, they can't do it because of the stigma around domestic violence. Being able to actually like talk to a friend about it. And so now for victims that might be sitting out there, you know, watching this case, they're probably wondering like, is this what's gonna happen if I come forward? Well, as a survivor, I would say to anyone that's listening to this radio segment, if you're a survivor, if you're a victim of domestic violence, please do not let this one case be the thing that keeps you from coming forward. We have advocates. If you're in Orange County, we have advocates that go with you, that help you to get the domestic violence protective order, that help you to do the filing, that will help be right there beside you. You will not be by yourself. Do not be shamed into staying into these situations.
Speaking with Christian Adams, again, Executive Director of the Compass Center for Women and Families. CompassCTR.org is the website. They serve folks in Orange County. And tell us, for folks who don't know, about the services that you provide.
Absolutely. So at Compass Center, we provide services for domestic and intimate partner violence for all folks. We have a 24-hour crisis hotline that we provide, so you can call our offices anytime. There's someone always on the hotline waiting to support you and support victims. We also have our education programs. So very much sexual health education is very much a part of the work that we do. And so we go out and provide services in the community, workshops, work groups, as well as in some of our local high schools and middle schools as well, around good sexual health and how to have good, healthy relationships. And then also we have our self-sufficiency or economic sufficiency programs. And those programs allow us, Aaron, to not just support folks in Orange County, but even in some of our surrounding counties as well, right? And what we do is we provide career counseling. So being able to help people to get into jobs, with higher paid jobs, to have that economic stability, thinking about if there's a career or a trade they might want to do. So really helping them to get, you know, connected with the community resources around their career advancement. And then also financial literacy and being able to help support themselves financially. So talking to them about budgets, talking to them about housing, how to get their credit scores increased. So all of those things that will be so impactful as folks are trying to move into the community and survive and thrive and take care of themselves and their families.
You mentioned those school programs. What other prevention work is out there that you're doing or other organizations?
Yeah, definitely there's programs. I know that Orange County Rape Crisis Center does programs in the schools as well. So really talking to students to try to help them to understand, like, what are good touches, what are bad touches, having those real courageous conversations around sexual health and health education. There's many other programs as well in the community that are doing such amazing work around reproductive rights. I want to lift up Carolina Abortion Fund. I know they're in Durham, but they serve folks in Orange County. Abortion is healthcare. It is still right now okay in this state. It hasn't been banned away completely. So we know, though, that there's many states. I think there was six or seven states that automatically had bans that went into place the day Roe v. Wade dropped. So really tying this all back, and we think about the resources. There's so many resources in the community. We have, you know, homeless shelters in Orange County for folks that are looking for places to go to get food or that are homeless. And we partner with all of these organizations. We partner with them because we believe that this collaboration in our community is the best way for us to move the community forward.
If people want to help you in any way, what can they do? Where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. If they want to help, go to our website, compassctr.org. Look for the donate button to donate and just, you know, give what you can. No amount is too small. We need your support. We need your support to be able to keep doing this work, to keep this community moving forward, and to make sure that we all have all of the things that we need to be self-sufficient.
Do you need volunteers too?
Yes. Thank you, Aaron, for bringing it up. We always need volunteers, and we have a volunteer button as well on our website. So again, compassctr.org is our website. Please, you know, if you know someone that has some free time, we're always looking for folks to be able to be trained. We train our people in the domestic violence to make sure that they're able to know how to support and be with victims if they want to go to court or if they just want to come into our offices and help out with events. We're looking forward to hopefully beginning to go back into having some fundraisers. So definitely welcome folks with all types of experience to come and volunteer and be a part of this work. Get in the good fight with us.
Speaking with Christian Adams, Compass Center for Women and Families. Got to wrap up. Final thoughts, final message to folks?
Yeah, I would say final message will be to anyone, again, that's victims sitting that might hear this or come across that. We are here. Compass Center is here in Orange County. We want you to know you're not alone, that you have folks that are in the trenches with you every day. And if you reach out, there will be someone here to support you. Don't give up. Hang in there. As someone that's a survivor, I know this is hard, but we will never stop doing this work.
Compass.
Thank you.
CompassCTR.org is the website. Go there and find out more. And again, if you need services, they've got a lot of information there. If you want to help, donate, volunteer, they've got information there as well. Christian Adams, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron.